Hey there, it's Jill Monroe of JacksonStilettoJill.com along with Robert Latal of Black Sports Online, and you have just entered the break room. This is where we cover the hottest sports stories in 15 minutes, and you can actually participate. If you have questions for us or just want to get in on the conversation, you can hit the hashtag, enter the break room. If you're watching on YouTube or Google Plus, just enter the Q&A part, and you can get involved. So today we are covering Arian Foster and his side baby mama drama, RG3 and his love letter to his haters on Facebook, and the NFL playoffs. So we're going to jump right in with Arian Foster. Now, if you haven't heard about this story, Arian allegedly got a woman named Brittany pregnant. Brittany is claiming that Arian and his brother tried to strong-arm her into having an abortion, saying that having the baby would essentially ruin his life. Arian is married. So she's taking him to court, suing him from emotional distress. There's a whole bunch going on. Arian's coming out and saying that she's an attention whore. She wants to be the blonde Kardashian and is looking for reality TV show fame. So, Rob, what do you have on this topic?
Well, you know, this is not unusual type of stories that come out. We deal with these stories almost every day now. I think the difference is when you're talking about someone like Arian Foster is you have someone that's kind of a fake intellectual who's always been talking like he was a little bit above everybody else, that he was smarter than everybody else, you know, that, you know, he was the type of guy, you know, that wouldn't do something like this. And, you know, we even wrote a story about how he would want his daughter to look up to men like him. And to me, I think that's kind of more of the story than the actual, you know, D-Wading. Because it's one thing, in my mind, if you're like, say, a James Harden, and you're single, and you're out there pimping, and you got your twaddles, and your models, and your groupies, and whatever, but you're just, you know, you're being who you are, there's someone that's, you know, being a fake intellectual, you know, being a fake Christian while having seven baby mamas, and six of them can't, you know, say his name, or without having to get a gag order against them. I think those type of athletes, I think people have a little bit more scorn for, because they're so uppity, they're always on their high horse, and in reality, what is Arian Foster any different than any other athlete? Is he any different than, you know, the athletes that we assume that this would happen to all the time? You know, he actually said that, you know, she wanted to have his baby to have a reality show. Well, you know how you can make sure that someone doesn't have a reality show and a baby? You know, by not going raw in them. You know, that'll cut that out right at the beginning. So I just find it fascinating that once again, an athlete that has been held to a, you know, up on a pedestal by the mainstream media as someone, one of the good guys, turns out to be no different than the other guys.
This is my issue with it. Like most of the men that end up in these situations, minus D. Wade, because he had nothing negative to say about his new child's mother, but they want to crash the woman. I mean, excuse me, not crash, but dog the woman out, drag her through the mud. Oh, she's an attention whore. She just wants fame. She just wants my money. I am sure that she did not change from the moment that you met her, decided to have sex with her unprotected, and you're married, so who cares about what your wife thinks, right? I mean, there's worse things that can happen than a baby and losing some money. Like, God forbid you brought AIDS home to your wife. What about those types of things? I'm just a little tired of athletes blaming the groupie when at this point we all know what the get down is. We know how it rolls. You met this woman, had sex with her, I think, at Hotel Zaza, wherever that is, during training camp. Then hooked up again while he was in L.A. for his back surgery a couple of months ago, and now she's the worst woman ever. But before that, they were taking selfies. I really want these guys to get it together, act like they have a bit of sense, and use some, like, forethought. Think it through.
I don't understand why the guys, you know, if they're going to cheat, they should get a contract, okay? They should get a contract. They should have this contract. Anytime they decide they want to sleep with someone, they should have the girl sign the contract saying that she's not going to say anything, that, you know, we're using protection, and whatever it's going to be. You know, it needs to be written. I know it sounds cold and it's not.
I know, but that's tricky, Rob. That's tricky. That's tricky because some woman could say, oh, he made me sign it under duress. It's, you know, I understand the point in that. I, to a certain extent, agree with you, but it's tricky. They could say they were signing it under duress, different things. And plus, let's be real, a lot of times in the moment, the actual athlete isn't even thinking about that. But
how are you signing it under duress and then you get naked 5 minutes later? See, to me, if I was the judge, Judge Rob would throw that case out. Because to me, if you're under duress, then you would say, hey, I'm not signing, I'm going to leave. But no, let me sign it and then get naked and then come back and say I'm signing under duress. Come on.
Maybe. We will move on from one dirty dog to a questionable character to some, which is RG3, Robert Griffin III, the Washington Redskins quarterback. He left a post on Facebook addressing his haters. You know, it's been a turbulent season for the Redskins. Obviously didn't sniff the playoffs. His personal play wasn't really up to snuff in all the drama with the head coach. So what do you think about his message on Facebook to his haters?
Well, you know, I always tell this to people, is that when people are trolling you and people are talking bad about you and they're trying to get your attention, the worst thing that you can do is acknowledge it. Because if you acknowledge it, you just add, you know, fuel to that flame. And, you know, for the most part, people, you know, we're thinking about the playoffs. You know, nobody's really paying no attention to RG3 right now. He's on the beach trying to cup his wife's booty and everything. Yeah, that happens. That's paparazzi. But for the most part, you know, people have left him alone in the media because we're on to bigger and better things. But as soon as he acknowledges that, regardless if the post made any sense or not, we did find out that he goes to Walmart, like, you know, that's a big deal or something, but whatever. You know, everybody shops at Walmart. But just
by acknowledging, I do not shop at Walmart.
You don't shop at Walmart?
No.
You shop at Target?
I do shop at Target.
Okay, what about Marshalls? You probably don't go to Marshalls. No, TJ Maxx. Jill is not a dollar there, ladies and gentlemen. Jill is not a dollar there. But
I just don't shop at Walmart.
RG3, you know, the best thing for RG3 is just to be silent right now. There's really nothing to gain, you know, by attacking those critics. The only thing that he can do, just like Cameron did and just like others before him, and the only thing that Tony Romo can do, is win on the field. If you win on the field, you know, then all of the detractors will become fans again. This is just part of the life of being a superstar quarterback, you know, is that when you're doing well, they put you way up here. As soon as you start losing, they're going to kick you when you're down and start making fun of your wife, making fun of your braids, you know, or plaits or whatever he has. You know, they're making fun of your shoes and your socks and everything. That's just part of being successful. And he's a little bit spoiled, seemed to be a little bit, you know, sheltered a bit, and he doesn't handle the criticism well. So, Robert, I know you listen from one Robert to another. You know, just be quiet, enjoy your off season, get back on the beach, slap up your wife's behind, and just have a good time.
So let's kind of staying with athletes that might be spoiled or suffering from a sense of entitlement, and let's talk about J.R. Smith. Now, we know what's happened with J.R. He was fined $50,000 from the NBA for the shoe untying incident, which really probably had nothing to do with the shoe untying incident. Even Larry Bird untied shoes. And it's really more about J.R.'s overall approach and lack of maturity. He says that he's learned his lesson again. I mean, this is a conversation we've been having with JR since he was with the Hornets and doing crazy stuff. Do you think that this time JR has really learned his lesson? 10 years in the NBA, $1 million worth of fines throughout that time. Do you think that he's learned and he will mature and sort of taper off on the shenanigans?
Well, you know how they say cheaters are always going to cheat? Well, JR is always going to JR. And, you know, anytime you, like, cheat and everything, you go back to your girl and say, I'm sorry, I learned my lesson, I'm not going to do it again, until the next big booty girl presents themselves to you, and then, you know, you're just going to do what you're going to do. So I think that's what it is. Yeah, maybe right now, you know, JR understands after being benched and being fined and everything, but like you said, after a decade of these type of actions, this is a man that said he didn't even understand the concept of what it meant to grow up. He's 29 years old, and he doesn't understand the concept of growing up. Not that he, you know, doesn't want to grow up or he has grown up. He doesn't understand what it means to grow up. And to me, it's not as much a JR problem as a Knicks problem, because everyone, and you don't have to be an expert, you don't have to have Broussard sources to know what JR Smith brings to the table, and the Knicks, basically bidding against themselves, decided to re-sign him for all of this money, and now they seem surprised and shocked of his actions when this is how he's always acted. So to me, if you're J.R. Smith and you've acted badly, you've acted out all your career, and then someone hands you $18 million, you know, even though because of that actions, of course he's going to continue to act out. You know, when your child does badly, and you say you're going to punish them and take away the TV, and then 15 minutes later turn the TV back on, you can't be surprised when they get in trouble again. So, like a child, they had to put them in timeout for a little bit, but don't be surprised within the next week or so, he tweets something that doesn't need to be tweeted. He does a dumb play. He does something at the club. He's dating, you know, Arian Foster's baby mama. You know, just don't be surprised. Nobody should be surprised. JR is going to JR.
Well, we're going to leave it. Maybe we can give JR the benefit of the doubt and say it's the, you know, sixth man of the year curse, because every player, pretty much after they've won the Sixth Man of the Year award, has had a down year the following season. But let's move on to the NFL playoffs. They're coming up this weekend. We have old school with the Broncos and Patriots, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, up against the new school, which is the Seattle Seahawks facing off against the 49ers with Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson. What are your thoughts on these two matchups? I know who I'm rolling with, and I know my reasons why, but share with everyone what you think.
Well, I think it's a fascinating matchup because whatever happens, we're going to have a legendary QB versus a youngin' QB or new age QB, as I like to call them. And, you know, you have this aspect of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. You have Manning who, you know, Brady's been kind of his thorn in his side and Belichick and everything. And now, you know, he has an opportunity to exercise those ghosts and get that second ring that he's been trying to get for a very long time. And then on the flip side, you have Colin Kaepernick and Russell, you know, Wilson, and they're being kind of played off against each other. Russell Wilson, you know, kind of more the button-up, professional, you know, quote-unquote, more professional quarterback. And you got Colin Kaepernick, you know, the frat and the tattoos and the hat backwards, and the media is trying to make it into a big, you know, good versus bad thing, which is not always a bad thing to have, you know, a villain and a hero, you know, as long as you're not going too much over with kind of the subtle racism and code words. So, you know, I, no matter what the matchup is, I like it. You know, I think all four teams are capable of winning. And, you know, we're both going to be in New York for the Super Bowl, so we have a lot more to talk about it then. But I think it's a great, great, you know, thing for the NFL to see these young quarterbacks coming up and still having to deal with the older legend quarterbacks. So I'm very excited about the games.
I'm excited. I want to see what happens when the Niners go up against the Seahawks defense. I know that, you know, they won that one time at home, but I actually think that the Niners are going to kind of enjoy going up against Seattle this time. I have faith in them. I have full faith in them. So just so you know, Niners, Broncos, those are my picks. I don't care how you feel about it. So now is the time where we take your questions. So I'm going to toss the first question at Rob that he got earlier. I'm sorry, again, I don't remember your name. I don't have my Twitter up. Maybe Rob has it down. But the question to Rob is, why don't you cover more sports stories? Why are you always on the sports entertainment tip, the sports gossip tip?
Well, you know, that's a question that I see a lot. You know, when we post stories, you know, I get, you know, people say, that's not sports, and it's not sports, and why are you doing this gossip and drama and everything? And what people need to understand, you know, first off, is that as a person that's running a site, as the boss, it's my job not to think of people as individuals, but to think of people as a group and a whole. And I can see what everybody likes. You know, I don't just cater to just one side. You know, I cater to everyone, you know, women, you know, older women, younger women, black, white, you know, whatever it is, you know, what people like, that's what I put out there. And the reason that I do that is so we have an opportunity to have the type of traffic that I can get myself and my other people to sporting events, to report to you live from the Super Bowl, you know, from NBA games, you know, from boxing, from UFC, because you can't do any of that if you don't have the traffic and notoriety to back it up as an independent. You know, I don't get offended by it, because to me, if someone is that heated about it to yell and curse and scream at me on Twitter, that tells me that the story is doing what it's supposed to do, because people don't react to stories that they don't care about. Even if they don't like them, they reacted to them, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, we went to over 75 live events. That's all out of my pocket. You know, I paid for that. There's no one paying for that, you know, else. That's coming out of my pocket, and I do that for my readers that are, you know, who are diehard sports fans. But we're going to also give you the sports entertainment, because I like that. I like sports. I like sports entertainment, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to keep doing. Now, the question for Jill is, and I find this is very interesting, you know, the question is, do athletes think that they're smarter than the groupies, the professional groupies? I can say in 2014 is not looking too well for them.
I mean, they absolutely do, because it's ego. It's ego-driven. They think that they have mind control over these women, or that they are stigmatizing these women, and that they can basically talk them out of whatever they want to, or throw enough cash at them in the advance to get them to do what they want to do. But the reality is, the smart ones, the ones that are targeting them for that purpose, they already have a game plan. They come in the door with a game plan. They're going to be easy breezy. They're not going to give you any trouble up front. And you have to recognize it. Their character will show in other ways. But it's about the athlete not believing the hype about themselves, that they're godlike and that they can convince women to tone it down. I don't know, Rob. What do you think?
Interesting. That's interesting. I just know they're losing right now. So whatever they're doing, they need to change it up. Well, we thank you once again for, you know, coming out, watching us live on The Break Room every week, Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. You set your clock. You set your alarm. You set your iPhone, whatever you need to
11
do.
11 a.m. Pacific. 11 a.m.
For the West Coast. For the West Coast is 11 Pacific. You know, when you're younger, you know, you would say Pacific is specific. It's very difficult. You know, say still, you know, I'm sorry if that dialect was a little bit too much for you. But anyway, you can follow Jill at Jox's. You can go to Jill's site at Jox's Stiletto Jill. You can follow her at Stiletto Jill. You know, you can check me out at blacksportsonline.com. And, of course, the Twitter account, BLK Sports, at BLK Sports Online. We will have replays of this show on YouTube and our respective sites. And we will see you again next week for The Break Room. Thank you again. Have a good day.